In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, because I've been gone, I'm coming in late on the book of Job. And yeah, most of us, I think we know the book of Job. We know the story. Job was an upright and good man. And all that he had was taken away from him, except for his life. His property was destroyed and stolen. His family was killed, except for his wife. And so Job, who is then afflicted with an illness, a very nasty illness, is told by his wife and his friends that he must have done something wrong. Because obviously, you know, if you're sick or ill fortune comes upon you, you've done something to displease God. So admit it. Job, admit it. Admit that you have sinned. Curse God and die. And yet Job had done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. And his friends told him, you must have done something wrong. You're just lying to us. And we hear that gospel of prosperity around today. You know, how do you tell that you're truly blessed by God? That you have a Mercedes-Benz, that you have a really great 401k, and you're healthy and all of this wonderful stuff. That's how you tell who God likes. And if you're sick, you must have done something wrong. You know how many times I hear that in the confessional? I must have done something. Well, if you've done something, you would have known. You may be lying to me, but you can't lie to God. And if you're telling the truth, if you don't know what you've done, you haven't done anything. And then God shows up, and God speaks to Job. First of all, he tells Job's friends to shut up, so they don't know what they're talking about. And then he says something interesting to Job. He doesn't tell Job to shut up. He doesn't tell Job just to sit and take it. Instead, he says to Job, I'm God. And so today what we have is, have you ever entered into the source of the sea? Have you ever done all of these God things? I see things differently than you do. He doesn't tell Job to shut up. He doesn't tell Job just to take it. But he does say, I'm God. Trust in me. It's the same thing God tells us. You know, God sees things as a whole. He sees time as a whole. He sees the end of the story. We don't. We see it from the inside, and we only see the story as so far as it's gone. So, you know, can we really judge things until we've seen the end of the story? Now, we know what the end of the story is going to be. God wins. As a friend of mine said, I looked at the end of the book. God wins. And he does. And so we need to remember that God sees things a lot differently than we do. And we need to trust in God. Not that God has a plan for us. You know, God does have a plan for us, but God's not going to say, well, I'm going to afflict Fred with cancer. And that's not how God works. God, you know, Fred's going to have cancer. God's going to bring good out of it. But God is not torturing Fred on purpose. There's a big difference between intentionally doing evil to someone and then bringing good about the natural through the natural evil, which comes from our original sin. Remember, evil doesn't come from God, it comes from us. And not necessarily ourselves, but from other people, all the way back to Adam and Eve. So we have to trust in God. And we have to remember the words of our Lord, that our God is a loving Father who will not give us a stone when we ask for a loaf of bread or a snake when we ask for a fish. You know, even if we think that a stone is what we really want, he's going to say, no, you'll break your teeth on that thing. You don't get a stone. And so we have to trust in him that God's providence will take us where we want to be eventually. And where do we want to be? We want to be in heaven. All of the things of this world there is not. You know, Job's, all of his stuff, all of his family was taken away, and then he got it all back. You know, we can have all sorts of things and they disappear. Or we can have nothing and then be given all sorts of things, but at the end of life, we have to leave it all behind. And so focus on what we don't leave behind, which is heaven. Because that's the only thing that really counts, is to be able to be happy with God forever in heaven in the communion of saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.